The commission is made up of representatives from 32 communities in the county. It organizes their needs, working to find collaborative solutions and grant funds. One of its accomplishments during Karn's tenure was the establishment of a collaborative county health program. I spoke with Karns to get a sense of what is next for both his successor, Thomas Matusko, and the commission itself.
The state budget process is in high gear. One of our critical funding sources is a program that is in the state budget. It's called the District Local Technical Assistance Fund, and it always goes through some interesting dynamics in the budget process. This year's gotten slightly more interesting, so the funding is more uncertain, but it's really a critical piece in us being able to provide a lot of support to our 32 towns and cities in updating zoning bylaws, doing master plans, working on, we've got a project now that there number of the communities want to investigate having a shared procurement officer, so that basically how do you go about doing that and working with them with something that works for them. So not having that funding, if it's not there next year, creates a big hole. So I've been focused on that a lot. I've been focused on the other big thing is the rest of river cleanup of the mess GE left behind when they of the PCBs in the Housatonic River, and working to get some information to the EPA Region 1 staff who are working on a filing back to the Environmental Appeals Board in Washington, D.C. over the issue of in-county landfilling versus requiring the hazardous waste be shipped to a licensed hazardous waste site out of state. And then various administrative things. I've been fortunate that with this being an in-house transition, as it ultimately turned out, to our former, our current assistant director, soon to be executive director. There's probably a little bit less of that than there would be if it were a totally outside face coming in, but there's still a lot of it. Over the past 6 weeks, I've been gradually stopping doing things and passing them off to the appropriate staff person so that, I'm not sitting there in midstream with various things that I'm not going to be around for. So a fair amount of that going on.
So speaking of those things that you're not going to be around for in the future, what are the immediate things that Tom Matusko can expect to deal with next week?
I think there's the continued efforts on passenger rail service to get decent passenger rail service serving the Berkshires. That's kind of one that's it's underway. It will continue to move. It needs to it needs various things in the next 12 months to make that actually become a reality in another year or so. At least one piece of it. Probably the other things, our county education task force, which continues to move along towards coming up with a more sustainable educational model in the county than the one we've been operating with 18 or 19 school districts and a declining enrollment trend in the county. Those are kind of two big ones, I would say.
Former Berkshire Regional Planning Commission Executive Director Nathaniel Karns, speaking with WAMC about his 24 years running the Community Development Organization in Berkshire County. His last day was May 18th. Karns will be replaced by Thomas Matusko, a 21-year veteran of the commission. He will be the commission's third leader since its inception in 1967. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.